Hi, I'm John Wood, and welcome to WordPress This Week, episode 13, February 21st, 2023. I am a WordPress developer in Sacramento, California that has been working with clients since 2008 in WordPress and have been building websites for clients since 1999. And some of those clients that I started with in 1999 are still my clients today in 2023. I am a WordPress developer that brings in some expertise in sales, marketing, search engine optimization, and social media management. So if after this podcast you have any questions or you need some help, feel free to contact me directly at area code 916-837-0167. And if I don't answer, leave a message so I don't think you're a spam bot phone call. Anyway, episode 13 of WordPress This Week is going to refocus on security. And the reason for that is because of the major breach at GoDaddy. GoDaddy's shared hosting platform, which is likely in volume their largest client subscription base, has been violated for at least the fourth time. And this time it's been something like 4 years in a row where hackers have had unsupervised access to 1.2 million customers that were trusting GoDaddy to securely host their website. Now, in the past, I have been very vocal about taking care of your website security, in particular WordPress website security, not because I was thinking that the platform was like Swiss cheese, but because you have a responsibility to protect your brand, your business, and those people who thought enough of your content to visit your website. Can you imagine if somebody came to your website and they were redirected to a website that loaded malware onto their computers and wrecked their computers or exposed them to ransomware? Would you expect those people to come back to your website? I don't think so. Can you imagine what it would cost you in business if your website was blacklisted so that it automatically got a "this website's dangerous" flag when somebody tried to visit there? How are you going to tell those people that, oh wait, my website's safe now? That's kind of difficult. Worst case scenario is that your website gets blacklisted, your domain name gets blacklisted so that wherever you put your domain name, it's like danger Will Robinson. This website has had a history of doing bad things to people. And you're like, well, what do you mean? My website's doing bad things to people. Well, no, your website just has a history that's not good. Therefore, you get blacklisted. And that negatively impacts your ability to be ranked on search engines. So security is not an afterthought. Security is a primary thought, along with content, website design, performance, search engine optimization, security. Those, to me, are five important pillars of web development and web management that you will deal with all the time. This is not like, well, once every 6 months. This is something that you will be watching your emails for alerts for, you'll be reading blogs for, and you'll be asking your contractor or your in-house team to keep you updated on your website's security, along with your website's performance, and of course, you know, your conversion metrics. If you don't do that, you might be on the receiving end of bad information, like, hey, boss, our website got hacked, sorry about that, but what do you want me to do about it? See, that's the wrong order of the conversation. The order of the conversation is, hey, contractor, hey, website team, what are you doing about the security of the website? What's the status of it? And have there been any recent attacks? That's the order of it. And as the CEO, CFO, president, or general manager of a company, you have to have that position just to show that it's important. Because when a business depends on the marketing online that the website is core for, and all of a sudden that goes away, you could see impacts on revenues immediately. And that is harder to recover from than even SEO. Customer trust and loyalty, that's hard to recover from compared to search engine optimization and even building a new website. So a little bit of security goes a long way to protecting your brand, the marketing of your services and products. And, you know, it also gives you an opportunity to help build trust for your clients that are visiting your website. And so that's why security is not an option. So go back and review any of my past podcasts in reference to security, and you will see a lot of information that you need to be aware of and some tips on what you can do. Now, stepping back into the GoDaddy problem, I want to give you some things that you can do to help raise the level of security while GoDaddy attempts to figure out what's going on and who was hacked. And this is important but easy stuff that anybody can do that has an administrator login. So, got some notes, or do you want to mark this so that you can come back and hear what I'm going to go through? The first thing that you can do is log into your website and then create a new administrator login for yourself. What you're going to do is create new credentials. And you're going to start by just adding new, putting a unique new email address in, selecting administrator, and then creating a new complex password. A password you have never used before, anywhere. And I do mean anywhere, not just the WordPress website, anywhere. Number two, you are then going to log out of your website and log back into your website with your new administrator credentials. Now, when you created that login, you have to select administrator. If you don't, when you log in with the new credentials, you will not have administrator privileges. If that's the case, you have to use your old login, then go back into the users, and then raise the level for the new account to administrator. Then you will log out, and we'll get back to number two, which is delete your old administrator login account, and then assign any content that you have created, WordPress will prompt you, to the new administrator content, the new administrator account. And that is step one, step two, basically two parts of one thing. At this point, then what you will do is review other users on your website looking for any privilege above subscriber. And honestly, any privilege that says subscriber, what you might want to do is reset everybody's passwords, because there are cases where a subscriber access, which is highly limited, has been violated because of a vulnerability, and that subscriber access was elevated to administrator privileges, and then damage was done to the website. So any active managers that have administrator, editor, those type of roles, WordPress roles, they need to just have their passwords reset. And you can do that from the user tab. You can go to that user and say, reset their password. I'd rather all accounts with editing privileges be modified in the way that you modify the main administrator accounts. But depending on your access to your editors and other roles that give some editing capacity of a WordPress website out, you need to really focus on the admin accounts and then the security of the website, because almost any role can be violated through the right vulnerability. But when an admin account is wide open, your website might as well be Fort Knox with the doors open. All the gold's going to get robbed, and you're going to be in trouble when it's all said and done. So you've done the admin change. You've broken up the pair, your old username, your old email address, and your old password, which really, it's the pair is either email, username, and password. So, I mean, that's the pair you want to break up. Depends on how you log into your website. The hackers will attempt to throw email addresses and passwords, or they'll throw usernames and passwords. And they'll use an automated process that has tens of thousands of usernames and tens of thousands of passwords all loaded, and they're thrown at a website at the speed of programming. And when they luck out, they log in, they load some bad stuff in your website, you're in deep doo-doo. That is unless you were hosted on GoDaddy. And in that case, your server was hacked. And while I have harped on security over the years, I really never looked at the hosting company being the most vulnerable aspect of it. You know, I'm basically out here saying we got to protect your WordPress website from itself and hackers, when in this case, it's shown that the hosting platform was not really as diligent as they should have been, despite a history of being hacked. And GoDaddy has a history of being hacked. But this last series of hacks went for 3 to 4 years undetected. And guess what? I never got one notice from GoDaddy that my clients' websites were hacked. The only website alerts I got were from WordFence Security or Bulletproof Security. And the reason I got those is because I installed the plugins, I configured them to send me alerts, I paid attention to their security blogs, both the ongoing alerts and their monthly recaps, and whenever I did backups and updates, I reviewed the security history and any alerts within the website. Plus, whenever I got an alert from the website via email, I paid attention. And I mean, I could be on vacation in Hawaii and my phone says, alert website, and I would deal with it at that point, because at least for my client websites, their brand is everything. The trust with their clients is everything. Their business, sometimes their actual sales, depended on the website. And in the now time, in the real time, that is everything. Lose trust of your clients because your website infected them with a virus or your website sent them off to dial-a-porn. You're going to have a problem convincing that customer to come back to your website. Have a hacker destroy your website. You know what? That could get expensive. Have a hacker break your e-commerce store and wreck your gateway and steal customer information. Again, you have a large problem on hand, and you may have lost the ability to transact business on your website. If your ability to transact business on your website is impacted for a day, a week, or however long it takes to rebuild your website, how does your business go about making up that revenue? Well, first of all, there's no turning the clock back, so that revenue is lost, along with some customer trust. Therefore, the best plan is a proactive plan to defend your website. If you have any questions about how to go about doing this, feel free to call me at 916-837-0167. My first consults are always free. If you need to leave a message because I am not answering the phone at the time you call in, leave a message, refer to WordPress and needing services, because I get a lot of scam calls and I generally wait for a voicemail to verify that the call is real. If you send me a text to that number and state your need and contact number, I'll gladly reach out to you as soon as possible. And I do have some weird hours, but the bottom line here is as I re-enter this podcasting phase with WordPress this week, I will be bringing you information that will save you money, help you get your brand out, help you defend your brand, help you connect with the right customers, help you understand search engines, social media marketing, and just the little things you can do to help protect your website, generate more business from your website, and kind of help you understand the evolving landscape that revolves around search engine and marketing. Man, there's so much going on here. A week might not be enough. But if you've come here and you've listened to this and something here has made a difference, thank you for showing up. I appreciate any feedback. And in a pinch, I appreciate showing you that I'm serious, diligent, affordable, and trustworthy when it comes to helping you earn business online.